Shabbos, I want to continue with what I call our project here about Kavua and called the Parsh Meruba Parsh. I don't know if you have a Shulchan Aruch with the Shach and the Prichadosh. Let me give you this one. The Prichadosh is in the back. In fact, you know, we'll share this one too if you want. I might have to borrow it. I have some pages that we photocopied, but not all of them. And again, what we're trying to continue on, if you remember, where we last left it off, was to try to appreciate the Rashba, and specifically the relationship between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. So my suggestion is that we'll begin with the Pri Chadosh, even though that's historically, this is not the sequence, but we'll begin with the Pri Chadosh, and then we go on to the Shach. In a sense, chronologically, we're going backwards in time. And the Pri Chadosh in the Friedman edition, if you want to take a look, you'll find on page Tuf Resh Vav. Okay, then? So that's, I think, the easiest way is if you find Tuf Resh Vav. It's all the way in the back. I think I may have put a sheet there. You know, just, no, a white piece of paper all the way in the back. All the way in the back.
Tuf Resh Vav.
Tuf Resh Vav. Okay then? So we're looking on the bottom right, and you may see about, I would say, 15 lines up before the end of the page, the Achshav. The first word in the line is Echad. The Achshav Avo Levayer Din Teisha Chanuyos. So in the presentation of the Pri Chadosh, he begins with the Rashba. And he quotes the Rashba in Torah Sabayis verbatim, Misha lokach basar min ha-makolen. And after he came back from the butchery, from the butcher shop, and he bought some meat, v'afil chaticha ril is kaved, meaning the heter that the Rashba is about to present, based on rov, meaning the, shall we say, the annulment or the disqualification of kavua, is even if it's a case of a chaticha ruil iskavet, the achakach nimtzeis treifa makolin. When he went into the store, he thought that everything in the store was kosher. That's what everybody else thought as well. But then they found out that there was a shipment of meat and treifa got mixed in to this store. He knows exactly which store he went into, but he doesn't know if he purchased the kosher meat or the non-kosher meat. So he says, "V'lo noda chatichos atreifa ben shar chatichos." He cannot differentiate. You know, nevela or treifa looks exactly like basar kosher. So they know that there was treifa that got mixed in, but you cannot identify it. There's a possibility that he purchased that piece of meat that was treifa. The yesham chatichos aruyus l'skabe. You know, let's say the treifa meat was somewhere on one side, and there was non-kosher meat, and then there was kosher meat. So he doesn't know which one was olabiyado. It's called osan shelokhu mikvar. If you're talking about meat that has already been purchased, let's say Reuven bought from this butcher shop, Shimon bought from the Levi, they all bought. Kodim Shinoda, before the word got out, Oive, that there's some treifa that's mixed up, is muteris. Everything is permissible. Why? Says the Rashba Lefi Shalo Noda Ha'iser Eli Achar Shepirshu, because the knowledge about the treifa only hit the fan, you know, after it was already porridge, meaning he already has a piece of meat on his table, and he has to determine whether this meat is kosher or not. Ukshebali elu asofek beporish bolehem. You know, if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi all bought meat from that shop, the sofek emerges after it was porish, and therefore we can apply the rule of kol de porish miruba porish. V'hainu seifa debraisa dechulin tzadiheya midbeiz dekatoni benimtza halach achar harov. which means that if you find a piece of meat in the street, and most of the meat in town is kosher, you can assume that the piece of meat that you found comes from the rove. Here also, you have a piece of meat, and you don't know whether or not it's treif. Well, figure out the piece of meat in that shop that was sold, where is the majority? And clearly this is a case where it's a kosher butcher shop. He wouldn't have chosen a non-kosher butcher shop. And now that he finds out that there's one piece of treifa in this butcher shop, he can assume that the piece of meat that he purchased was not that treifa.
Now he knows that there's only one piece of treifa meat in the butcher.
Right.
Okay. Because it could have been a treifa of liver.
Right. Vehisig olav hara'ah bebedek habayis. Now the way that the Pri Chodesh presents it, it's clear that the Ra'ah is coming to disagree with the Rashba. Meaning the Pri Chodesh assumes a controversy here between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. That's not going to be the Shach, you know. That's how I'm changing the order chronologically, but I dafka want to start with the Pri Chodesh, that's my experiment, and see if we'll get more clarity in the Shach if we have the Pri Chodesh in our back pocket.
Could I just ask you one question? What he just quoted already or here? He just referred to the Rashba. Why did the Rashba put in that it says, and they had meat there that was a real iskabe?
I don't know. That's going to be one of the mysteries here of this sugya. Okay. So, again, I can't guarantee you that we'll have an answer, but keep it on the back burners for now.
Okay.
But the first question I want to address with you, as we go through this Pri Chodesh, is why does the Ra'ah object to the Rashba? So far the Rashba sounds pretty logical and pretty convincing. After all, your suffix here was Biparish. You have this piece of meat on the table. Figure out where did it came from. Did it came from here or from there? Did it come from the kosher piece of meat, or maybe this was the trefa piece of meat? So that's called the Parish Meruva Parish. The Ra'ah is not a happy camper here. And he says, Nira mi divrei achacham. Now he doesn't identify him, but I'm assuming from the way the Pri Chodesh is sort of feeding us here that's the Rashba. And it could very well be that out of respect for the Rashba, he doesn't mention him by name because he really wants to, you know, smash him. So he doesn't mention him. And it would seem, he says, from the Rashba. Now those words, Nira mi divrei Rashba, is, I think, what we call an extrapolation. In other words, he's going to make an analogy. He's not going to regurgitate what the Rashba has already told us, but rather he's going to extrapolate from the Rashba to a different scenario.
Right.
So he says, Nira, it would appear to me, based on this Chacham, Shim Hayu Be'ir Zeh, Eser Chanuyos Muchzokus Lanu Kulan Be'Basar Shchuta. Now we have here a nice Yiddish shtot, and we have every reason to believe that all the meat of all 10 butcher stores is all kosher. The lokach mi echad mihem, and now he purchases from one of the various stores. Any day, he didn't even pay attention which one it is because they're all selling kosher meat. So he came home now with a piece of meat. The achakach, any reasons, you know, it's splashed in the morning newspaper. That nizbar lono she'echad me'achanuyos ha'elu basar nevela. A terrible scandal here that one of the butcher shops is pawning off nevela.
But that's all the meat in this butcher shop. Was
correct. Nevela. So now the question is, which store did he buy from? He doesn't remember which store did he buy from. Harei mashalokach mutar. According to the Rashba's logic, we should be able to apply the principle called the parish, because 9 out of 10 of the butcher shops are selling kosher meat, and therefore the probability is called the parish that it came from the rove. And now the suffix is beparish according to the Rashba. Why? The bishosh and nolad as suffix, at the moment that all of a sudden he finds out, he has to clarify what's the status of this meat. Kvar pirshazu, this one was already outside the chanuyos, so the suffix is not in kavua. The azlina basaruba. And all this is the analysis of the Rashba, and this conclusion that the Ra'ah derives from the Rashba is unacceptable to the Ra'ah. He says, "Agav churfe amra v'lesa." He says he was too involved. You know, he was very sharp, but sometimes when you're too sharp, you know, the geniuses, they tend to make mistakes because they're not always painstaking and methodic about their conclusion. Delo damyan klal. This is not at all comparable to the case of Nimtza, where a person is walking down the street and he finds a piece of meat in the street. I can justify the case of Nimtza, why we go Basarov. Why? Because Asafek Nolalanu al Shazu. He finds a piece of meat. He's not asking himself, well, which store did I go into? He didn't go to any stores. In other words, the suffix is in the chaticha. I call it a suffix in the chefta. He's not asking a question about the gavra. Hey, which store did I go into? So therefore, he says the shah, the key hour, the critical hour is the hour in which he has this chaticha, and he's trying to clarify what the nature of that chaticha is. Im heyos hachanios brurim Abraham suffix. And as we know exactly, this is the trait for butcher store. These are the nine are kosher butcher stores. But from whence did this chaticha come? And then we could assume it came from the rov. Vasofek she'oleh he al shazu v'lol shas prisha minachanuyos. He has no right to raise, or it's not relevant to him to raise a question about the hour, the moment in which he or somebody came out of the store, because that's not relevant to him. What's relevant to him is the chaticha. You know, he can never even guess who went in and who bought. Was it a guy or a Jew? He doesn't know. And therefore we could rely on Rov. Aval, but in the case which, again, the Ra'ah extrapolated from the Rajba, Basar nikach minachanuyos biod cherkula mecheskas heter unis bar acherkach she'achas minachanuyos asura. Ain told us a suffik al shazu. Very compelling argument to the Ra'ah. The suffik is really not on this chaticha. Maybe now I found out about it, that I thought this chaticha was badat hechsher, but now I found out, wait a minute, there's a problem. She'ain tolet es hasofik mitzad atzma. It's not that the chaticha is kaviyachol screaming out, well, who am I? El mitzad breiras achanuyos. He doesn't know which story went into. She'nisbar achshov she'achas mehen asura. One of the chanuyos is not the way we thought it was, b'cheskes kashrus. U'mitokach nolet ba. I think the word ba here is critical. In the chanus, safek al osa shah. He went in there an hour ago, a day ago. Which store did he go into? Again, he wouldn't have asked that question at the time that he came out of the store with a package of meat. Where did I go into? Because it wasn't relevant to him. In his mind, he certainly bought it from a kosher butcher shop.
So why does he see that as different? Is that so?
He's saying like this, that if you find a piece of meat, then you have no history with this piece of meat. You have to deal with the suffix now, on the meat itself. That's what I call a suffix in the heft of the meat. Where did it come from? But if you went into a store and you don't know which store you went into, then in truth, you were asking a suffix on the gavra. You know, what store did he go into? If he could only answer that question, I know exactly the nature of this chaticha. I can identify it based on which store he went into. Again, I'm not faulting him or penalizing him for the fact that he didn't take cognizance and write down in his ledger that, you know, this was bought from the chanus of Yankel Beryl. He had no reason to do so. He never thought that. But now, he's got to ask himself a question, which store did I get into? That's exactly the case of Kol Kavua Kemetz Al Mechsa. The paradigm case of Kavua is when a man walks out of a store, hits himself in the head and says, which store did I go into? That's what happened here, just that at that moment he didn't bang himself in the head because he had no reason to ask the question. But if you ask about the latest hasafek, where is the origin of the safek? It's in the lekicha. It's in the purchase. Which store did you go into? And that would determine the nature of the meat. Therefore, says the Ra'ah, he thinks the Rashba is sort of fooling himself, hagav churfei. And he didn't realize something. He says, well, now that I find out that one of the various stores was really selling the Vela, well, I don't care. I'm going to look at the Chaticha now. What do you mean look at the chatita. That's like an ostrich burying his head in the sand. You know, you can't deny the facts of life that you went into a store. The history of the Suffolk is really an ancient history. It's not a new history. It's not because of the chaticha that there's a Suffolk. The chaticha is relevant to the Suffolk is relevant to the chaticha. It's chal on the chaticha, but it really begins from the chanus. If only you would remember which chanus you went into, we would know exactly the nature of the meat.
Now, if he usually bought from one store, now would that all make a difference then? Because would that, if he
could be,
because he'd be so make on the fact that he usually buy from that store.
Yeah, that would be a rove or a chazaka that he bought from that store. But what I want to focus, what I want to ask you to focus your attention on, is does the Rashba really deny what the Ra'ah claims he denies? Meaning, the Ra'ah claims, he attacks and accuses the Rashba that you don't realize, Rashba, that we have to go back to the moment of the Suffolk. I don't know if that's what the Rashba is talking about. And that's what I want to learn with you in the Shach. I'm not sure, again, we have to go through the Shach, it's a project. But just, you know, what do we say, shooting from the hip. I would say that the Ra'ah really jumped the gun over here. The Rashba, if you remember, was not talking about a case where he doesn't know which store he went into. The Rashba is talking about a case where he has a piece of meat which he purchased and it's on the table. He knows exactly which store he went into. But the problem is that we find out post facto, you know, after the purchase, that lo and behold, that store itself received a shipment which wasn't all kosher v'yosher. And in that shipment, there was an admixture of a trefa piece of meat. Now, his suffolk is the piece of meat that's on his table. Where did it come from? Did it come from the trefa piece of meat in that store? Or did it come from the rove of the meat in that store, which is kosher? But he knows exactly which store he went into. Meaning, I would argue the following. The Rashba knows very well that if the suffolk is on the chanus, and I don't know which store I went into, that's called kavua.
Right.
The Rashba's, you know, his breakthrough here is that in this case the chanus is not relevant to the suffolk. It doesn't register on the hilchos suffolk scale because he knows exactly which store he went into. The question is now on the meat. Oh, the question is now on the meat. So the Rashba says yesh lechalek. There are two different cases. One case is where I have the meat on my table. I'm asking a question about the meat. That's called Kolda Parsh Meruba Parsh. Another case would be, now I want to go into the store and I want to buy a piece of meat. Okay, that's something different. You want to buy a piece of meat, the meat is kavua, and we'll say called kavua kemechts al mechtsdom. But basically what the Rashba's revolution here is, and I don't think the Ra'ah caught on, is that the Rashba wants to shift the suffolk, the whole focus of the suffolk, from the chanus to the chaticha.
Okay.
From the chanuyos, which are kvuos, to the chaticha, which is parish.
Right.
And I think the Ra'ah has unfairly misjudged the Rashba in assuming that if I don't remember which store I went into, the Rashba didn't say, well, let's, with blinders, you know, let's just look at the chaticha. It's now sitting on your table. And let's assume it came from one of the nine kosher butcher shops. That's not what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba could definitely be on board with the Ra'ah. And let's not fool ourselves. Your suffix now is which store you went into. Even though the cheftza of the busser is now on your table, but let's be honest about it. The suffix is not where did this chaticha jump out of. The suffix is where did you buy it from? From whence? From which shop did you buy it? I would say that the Rashba would give the Ra'ah a standing applause. Says the Rashba something totally different. Now there's a mixture. We find out there's a mixture of trefa in the store. That's already a different problem. That's a problem in the chatichos. Is this chaticha from the rove? Is this chaticha from the nevela, the trefa? That's already called the parish meruba part. Let's read a little bit further. Veheshiv ha-Rashba al zeh. B'mishmeres Habayis. You know, the Rashba wrote two great works on Issa V'Heter. One is Torah Habayis, and the other is Mishmeres Habayis. Shelo al chanus echad mocheres basa nevela biyadua amra. the statement and the principle that I formulated was not about a case where there's one particular chanus that's selling treifa, nevela, and it's yadua, it's well known. The afal pisha zelo yada, even though he was unaware of the fact that there was a chanus there that's treifa, sheyesh kan chanus shemocheres posa nevela, came on shalokach misham mina kavu alokach. If there's a suffix trefa or a vade trefa in the chanus, is liachar shalokach after he's already purchased it, is lo nolad lonu b'makolen. Oh, that's the key word I would underline. The suffix is not on the makolen, on the shops. He says, now it's liachar shapirish, v'nolad lona suffix azim, lokach mina trefa mina kshera. Mutter, does that mean kinimtza? That's like the case where I found a piece of meat. Umaishna mitesha chanuyos. You find a piece of meat in the city, in the streets, and there are 9 kosher butcher shops. Devadai misha lokach minakavua lokach. It's true that some other Joe went into the store and he bought this piece of meat. Now he dropped the package. I would assume there's no mitzvah shavas aved here. And he doesn't remember which store he went into too. And even if he does remember, but it all depends on which store he went into. Ela, but it doesn't matter. Lo nolad lanu asafik biodo v'kavua. Right? I don't ask any questions about which store did he go into. I'm asking where this meat came from. Ela v'pirish, that's the case of pirish, mishum hachi mutar.
Really? Could you look at the Rashba, the Rashba that's being quoted from the Rashba again?
Which Rashba? There's the two Rashbas. There's the Rashba in the Torah Sabbais and the Rashba in the Mishmeres Sabbais.
Mishalaka is recorded right here. Yeah.
It's on the right side of your page? Oh, that's the first Rashba.
The right side.
Okay, the first Rashba, yeah.
Mishalaka Basar Minan Akulin. Afilu Chaticha Sharu Ariyali Skabe. We forget about that part.
Right, now let's leave that.
Yeah, what does he mean? Why does he mention Rabba Minan Akulin? Why doesn't he just say Misha Lokach Basar?
Well, again, you know, he's coming to argue with the Ra'ah. And the whole argument. What I'm trying to say is that the Chiddush of the Rashba, it conceptually, is to argue with the Rashba. I don't mean the Ra'ah as a physical human being, but I'm saying, the whole issue here of the Rashba is contingent on one issue. This is the question boils down to this. Am I asking about the Makolin or am I asking about the Chaticha? The Rashba is going to say that even though he went into a Makolin, the suffix is not about the Makolin. You're right that physically, that's where he went into. He went into the Makolin, but we're not lost as to where is the Makolin that he went into.
No, it sounds like what the Rashba is saying is there's two confounding issues here at the same time.
Two confounding variables.
Yes, he doesn't know which one of the butchers he went into, and that only, there was only one chaticha that was trade in one of the butcher shops. So the question is, I would say
in that case it's a sveksveka. Yeah. And the Rashi would be matir for a whole different reason. Again, we haven't discussed sveksveka yet. But number one, I don't even know if I went into that chanus.
Right.
And therefore I could assume, at least mitzad sofik, that I never even entered that chanus. Secondly, afilu im timsalom that I went into the chanus, who says I bought the treifa? That's why I don't think the Rashbos is talking about a case where he forgot which chanus he went into.
Because that's what the Ra'ah is picking up on. Because otherwise you're correct, but it makes it seem like the Ra'ah is in left field somehow, because it has nothing to do with what the Rashbos is saying. But since the Rashbos seems to introduce into here that there's more than one makolas at the same time, and he doesn't know which one he went into, he seems to have picked up on that part of the issue.
Because I don't know.
It seems.
I would say that if he doesn't know which story he went into, it's a sveksveka. But you know what, Alan? Let's see if we can research this as we go along. Okay.
This is what my wife refers to as TMI: too much information. Why did the Rashba tell you first of all, minamakulin, And then why did he tell you it was a khatir?
So I thought I gave you a pretty intelligent answer to that question, but I don't know if your wife would be satisfied.
No, I hear you, but I mean, who needed him to say it?
That's exactly what I tried to tell you, that everything hinges on the makolin. Meaning, the chiddush of the Rashba is that even though the suffix was nolad in the makolin, but nevertheless the Rashba wants to say al pidin, it's the suffix in the chatichos. In other words, the Rashba himself agrees that you have to go back to the source of the suffix. He's on the page of the Ra'ah, at least according to the Pre-Chadosh. I don't know about the Shah.
Right.
But the way the Pre-Chadosh presents it, he's on the same page. And that was the second Rashba that you saw on the left column,
right,
from the Mishmeres Habayis.
Right.
The Rashba saying, Enochinami, if he doesn't remember which makolin he went into, he's got to, even though now he's looking at a piece of meat on his table, he's got to go back to the original Shasa Sofek and ask himself which makolin he went into. That's kavua.
Right.
The Rashba's chiddush is that in a case where there's an admixture of treifa in that store, even though the suffix is nolad in the makolin, and in brackets I would write, and here's where the Ra'ah would say, therefore it's kavua, says the Rashba, that's not called kavua. Because I'm going to shift the suffix halachically, not physically, from the makolin over to the chatichos.
I hear.
In other words, the chiddush of the Rashba is that you have to conceptualize and classify the nature of the suffix. And there are two different categories, two different classifications. One way is to say, well, the Ra'ah's way, let's classify it as a suffix in the makolin. You walk into a makolin, everything is kavua, what did you buy? Says the Rashba, that might be true if I walked into the makolin, but if I walked out of the makolin, and lo and behold, I find out that this chaticha may very well be a treifa, because that makolin that I went into has treifa in it. The Rashba's chiddush is no. The suffix is not nolad in the makolin. Physically, it was nolad in the makolin. That's the location. But al pidin, it's nolad on the cheft of the nevel, and that gives you the right to apply the principle of nimtza.
Okay, so that basically the argument between the two is that the Ra'ah is saying that the Ra'ah is saying it doesn't make any difference whether the one the makolet that has a tray a piece of meat, whether it was entirely treif or whether it only has one piece of treif. That doesn't make any difference, is what he's saying.
Right, well that's something that's going to come up in our discussion here, because if I'm not mistaken, some of the Achronim are going to want to say that there's only one piece of meat in that whole store. You know, that's going to shift the whole discussion.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case.
It's not true, but
I think there's only one piece of treif in the store, and that there's only one piece of meat in the store.
Yeah, okay.
If there's only one piece of meat in the store, then I think the Ra'ah is 100% correct. It's going to have to be called Kavua Kevetz Al Mechzidon, because then if he knows he went into that store which was selling only one piece of meat, Ella, what, you're going to have to tell me that it's a suffix in the chanuyos, because we don't know which of the chanuyos got that one piece of meat. So again, what I'm trying to do is go through this logically and slowly and painstakingly,
right.
And we're really light years ahead of ourselves. But if Lu Yitzur, the shipment of meat was such, it was large flanks of meat from the shipment, and every single butcher store in town got one piece of gigantic piece of meat, which is going to last them for a couple of weeks, and there's one gigantic piece of meat that turns out to be treifa. And now the suffix becomes which chanus received that treifa, that would be called kavua kemetz al mechzidon. Alright. But again, that's light years ahead of us. I'm just trying to build this up.
I'm just trying to see why
we're learning this sugya together and sort of building it up from the basics, you know what I mean?
Right.
So now we're up to Pirish Divrei Ra'ah, which is the fifth of the wider lines on the left column. Humi divrei Rashba mashma delomi boy besafek chatichos dahinu sheyodea mi ezachanus lokach dahashtal korchach ein hasafek. I think there's two words missing. Ein hasafek alachanuyos. Ela sheyodua sheyesh treifa biachas meachanuyos. Ela sheyeni yodua bi'ezahi deshari. Ela afilu bishayeni yodea me'ezachanus lokach. V'hashden isbari or isur biachas meachanuyos. Dehavile sofek dechanuyos. Sofek kavua deoraisa. Afol pikein kosharia rashba. Sharia sofek nolad achashapirish. So the way that the Pre-Chadosh is interpreting the Ra'ah is that according to the Rashba, if it's a case where he doesn't know which chanus he went into, and now we know that one of the chanuyos is treif, so the suffix is in which chanus he went into, is that would be a suffix of kavua d'oraisa, and therefore the Rashba, according to the logic of the Rashba, would have decided that it's asur because kol kavua kmetzal mechza afal pikein kasharia Rashba sharia suffix nolad achar shapiresh. I can't tolerate that. Lo dummy. If you find it in the hands of a guy, the whole business here is after the prisha. The base prisha so have idea. Sharia Isur min karvi omed hu mashenkin hochlu mafreya liola masofek have be ace prisha so. Minak views sheini yodei meizach anus lokach. Avol biyodei meizach anus lokach el sheiser no davi eizach anusi beofen sheini yoduim lokach minak shero minak treifa bohavali mode haraad deshari. If let's say we don't know which one of the chanuyos received the nevela, then for sure the raad would be mode that's mutter, and I'm not exactly sure why. If it's Yodua B'Eza Chanus Lokach, he knows which store he went into, but Aiser lo not. In other words, what the Pre-Chadash is claiming is that when a piece of meat goes into one of the various stores,
the suffix in before it was Kabur.
The suffix is not in the Chanus. You know, the suffix is, you know, out of the 10 pieces of meat that were equally distributed amongst the stores, where is that piece of meat that's Trefa? So it's as if we had, you know, the collection of meat in front of us, we start divvying it up, each chanus gets one piece, which is the chanus that got the treifa. So instead of viewing that as a suffix in chanuyos, that's going to be a suffix in the chatichos, such that, according to the pre-chadosh, even the ra'ah would agree in that case, right, that it's called a parish room of parish.
But it sounds like that the original machlokas is in which one of the two problems that you solve first. Do you solve first the chanuyos problem, or do you solve first the chatiha problem? Because if you solve,
Ra'ah is focused on the chanus, you say.
Yeah, he's focused on the chanus, but the Rashba is saying, no, first I solved the chatiha problem, and the chatiha was only one of many, so it would be mutter because of rov. You go basarov. Once you go basarov, there is no chanus left.
Let me just read it one more time. El shiadua sheyesh treifa bi'achas me'achanuyos. Just one second. El she'eni yodea b'ezo hi d'shari el af b'she'eni yodu b'ezo chanus lokach. So again, in the first case, he knows exactly which store he bought from.
First case, he doesn't.
Right? I'm reading it inside, right? Are you reading it inside? That's the question. If you're not reading it inside.
First case on the left or the right?
Yeah, I'm on the fifth of the wide lines.
Oh, you're talking on the left.
Yeah.
I was talking on the right.
So he says the following. Pirish divri ara'ah. Do you have it? It's always kedai to see the words inside. He says, mashma, mi divri ara'ashba mashma. This is the ra'ah's accusation against the Rashba. Delo mi boy besafek chatichos. Meaning he knows which store he went into. Tani yodea me'eza chanus lokach. This is going to be the Rashba's heter, that if he knows which story went into, we're not going to apply the principle of kol kavur kemechzal mechza. The hashta al karchach ein hasafek.
Right.
I think there's a word missing here. Ein hasafek bachanus, or ein hasafek bekvius, or something like that. Elo sheyadua sheyesh treifa. So he knows exactly which store he went into. He doesn't know in which chanus there's a treifa. Correct?
Right.
Which I thought that even the Ra'ah would agree in this case, and I'll tell you why I thought so in a minute, that in this case, if there's a treifa in one of the chanuyos, and we don't know which chanus received the treifa, then we could apply the principle of rov, because There's already a mixture of chatichos, if you follow my point.
Yeah, it became bottled before it even got to the chanuyos.
So I don't know why you know, why the Pri Chadash is telling you that the Rashba was matir such a case, as if to say that this was a breakthrough which the Ra'ah is not going to tolerate. I would think everybody's on board with that.
Right, he says,
El af b'she'eni yodua b'yeza chanus lokach. Now we go back to the suffix in the chanus. He doesn't know which story went into. V'ashnis b'ara isur b'achas me'achanus. There's definitely one isur in one particular chanus. Havile speka de chanuyos. And that would be a suffix of kavu according to the Ra'ah's logic. Afal pichen kosharia rajba. The Rashba is matir, and that's something that the Ra'ah can't tolerate. Because, again, we have to go back to the latest Asafik, which is which store you went into. Sharia Asafik, Nolad, Akar, Pirush, according to the Rashba, we look, as I said, with blinders. Where was the Asafik Nolad? It was Nolad now, but Pirushus. Lazeh, Hisig, Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is Masig on that little dummy. Tibet Nimtza, if he finds a piece of the meat, Einkan Sufik Klal. We're not going to go back to the moment that the guy went into the store and asked which store he went into. Eliyachah Pirish. That's the Sufik is totally focused on the Prisha. And the Ra'ah says that's not similar to the case of the Rash. But based on Prisha Sav Yadua, Shrei Isam Minkavi Omedhu, Mashenkein Hacha. Here's where the Ra'ah disagrees with the Rashba. You're looking inside, Rabbi Moshe. Dilema frey ali olama sofek havi b'eis prishos ovinak views. Right, he doesn't know in the second case that he mentions in the Rashba. Namely that what? He doesn't know which story went into. Is that itself is called a sofek of kvius. Because he doesn't know which story. If only he could tell us which story went into, we would know. We would determine the nature of the meat. How then can the Rashba possibly be matter that case when he doesn't remember which story went into Aval? But in the first case, what was the first case before the word Ella? The first case was Safek Chatichos. He knows exactly which story went into, but he doesn't know which store has the chatichas isur biodea mi'eza chanus lokach el sheisur lo noda mi'eza chanusu biofen she'eni odea im lokach min haksheira o min ha treif. He knows exactly, he knows for sure that one of the chanuyos is selling treifa, but even though he knows which story went into, he doesn't know if that store is selling the treifa. And in that case, the tarovus was, as you said, Alan, I don't know if I would go that far, but say that there was already a tarovus before it got into the chanuyos.
Right.
Is Baha Vare Mode Hara'ah Deshari.
Right.
So I find the text here is a little bit rough for me, because he writes about the Rashba Lomi Boy, as if to say that the first case... maybe that's what he means. That the first of the two cases, meaning where he knows which chanus he went into, but he doesn't know which store. Just give me one second. In the first case, he knows that there's a treifa in one of the stores. And he doesn't know which store he went into. That's the case which the Rashba is matir. Just one second. He doesn't know which story went into. That's where the Rashba is matir, and the Ra'ah is machmir. Correct? Let's just go over that one more time.
Right.
The machlokas here between the Ra'ah and the Rashba revolves around the case where he doesn't remember what store he went into, and now he finds out that one store is selling treif. So if only he could tell us which store he went into, we'd be able to determine the nature of the piece of meat. That's called a safek in the chanuyos, which the Ra'ah insists should be safek mechtel mechtel kavua.
Right.
And afal pichen kashari rashba. That's going to be the bone of contention. Then there was a second case. What was the second case? Right? The second case... Okay, just one second. What did I just tell you? What was the first case? He doesn't know which store he went into?
He doesn't know which.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I stand corrected. I pushed and skipped the line here. He said the first case was Yodea Me'eze Chanus Lokach. He knows which store, but we don't know where. That's what I meant to say. Sorry, but we don't know where the treifa is. In which, you know, was it in that store that he went into? Or is it another store? Correct.
Okay.
And that is. One second. Is that the case? Right. That's the case where even the Ra'ah would agree. So again, according to Pri Chadash, the bone of contention here is not in the simple case, the Lomi Boy case. Lomi Boy means it's upgaret. That's how I'm interpreting Lomi Boy. It ain't malistapek. There's nothing to debate here. That would be Shari. And even the Ra'ah is going to agree to that. He knows which store he went to, but there's a mix-up in the Makol. There's a mix-up in the Chatichos. Where did that Chaticha of Treifa land? But where is the bone of contention? That's where the Rashba crossed all red lines and he extended his heter even to a case where he doesn't know which store he went into. And now we know that the Iser is clearly in one store, which means that if he could tell us which store he went into, that would be Machria the Safek, that would be Mavara the Safek. Says the Ra'ah, that's called a Safek in the Chanuya. See, he can't tell us which Chanuya he went into. That's the source, the bone of the problem. And therefore it's Kavua, called Kavua Kavak Smes, Afilu, Afal Piche, Kasharia Raj. So again, in the first of the two cases that he mentions, the Pri Chadash, the Pri Chadash assumes Kuliyavalo Pli, that's Mutta. Why? Because he knows exactly which story he went into. The question is, where did the meat? How did the meat get distributed? That's already a suffix on the Chatichos, and we can definitely apply the principle of Rov, and even the Ra'ah would be Machmir. Where does the Ra'ah become the Machmir against the Rashba?
When he does.
The Machlokas is where he didn't know that there was a non-kosher butcher shop, and he can't tell us which one he went into. We know exactly where the trade for meat is, but he can't tell us which store he went into. The Ra'ah's argument is very powerful, and that is that the suffix L'mafreya is on the chanuz, and therefore it should be kavua. And the Ra'ah insists, no, let's look at the piece of meat. He already bought the meat, it's on his table.
The
Rashba is saying he already bought the meat, the meat is on his table, it's called the parish miruva parish.
Is it possible? I don't know if this principle even exists in this case, but could we say that when the second suffix arose, when the first suffix is that there's one piece of meat that's treif, most of it is kosher, and then it's delivered to the stores and they don't know which store it's in. Okay? They don't know which store it's in.
You're talking about the case where both the Rashba and Ra'ah agree that...
No, where they disagree. I want to know where they disagree.
They disagree. So that's the second case.
Yeah, the second case.
Okay.
Right. The second case, is it possible that the real machlokas between the Ra'ah and the Rashba is that according to the Ra'ah, that when now that there's a problem with which Chanus is involved, we don't know which one Chanus is involved, that it's Chaziv and Noyer.
Wait a second. We're not exactly on the same page. Again, okay. There are two cases.
Yes.
Case where there's one store selling the Vela, we didn't know that, but we found it. That's the machlokas between the Ra'ah and the Rashba.
One store, right. So that's right.
And he doesn't know which store
he bought it. Right.
Is that the case you want to discuss?
Yeah, that's the one I want
to
discuss.
Okay, good.
So still... It's still the fact is that if you start from the beginning, the origin of the problem, the origin
correct.
Of the problem was there was only one chatika that was that's Asura.
Well, no, there's a chanus that's selling trade for meat. We didn't know that there's a chanus that's selling trade for meat. That was.
I thought we were saying that there was only one that even.
No. Again, now we can go on to the case where they both agree, if you like.
Oh.
Just again to compare the cases, which is a good chazara for us.
Okay.
The case where they all agree is a case where he knows exactly which store he went into. There was a delivery of a nevela. We don't know which store received the nevela. And now the Ra'ah is going to say that the Suffolk is on the Chanus, because we don't know which Chanus received the Treifa. And the Rashba is going to say, no, there already was...
What is the Rashba going to say?
Just 1 second. So again, let me... I'm sorry.
No.
I don't know. This is the end of the week, so you guys get me when I'm on my lowest ebb, you know, going on very little sleep. Okay, so again, the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah is in the case where he doesn't know which Chanus he went into. Good?
Right, but there is one Chanus that sells...
which he always, didn't know at all, the time.
But
you know.
It always sells treif.
Correct. It always sells treif, you know, whatever it is.
That's important.
Oh. Where is the case that everybody agrees when he knows which store he went into, but we don't know which store received the treif? You and I would have said, perhaps, before this pre-chadosh, that, you know what, you're asking a question about the chanuyos. I don't know amongst the various chanuyos which one's treif. And therefore you and I might have said that's called kavua. Name! Nobody would say it's kavua. Why? Because the suffix is not in the stores. The suffix predates the stores. The suffix is on this whole shipment, which had so many chatichas in it, one of which, as it turns out, is treifa. Where did it land? That is the case of a suffix in the chatichos. Again, if not for this old shtickel Torah in the pre-chadosh, if you would ask me intuitively, I would have looked up at the sky, you know, with some abstract thing, and I would have said, you know what? Which is the rotten chanus? If you're asking which is the rotten chanus, that's a suffix in kfir. Because the chanus is not flying, you know, with wings. Says the pre-chadosh name. Here's an issue which is universally accepted as parish. Why? Because whenever I take a piece of meat out of any of these stores, I'm really asking, did this meat come from the rove? Because again, it was a shipment of meat which was distributed amongst the various countries, but rove of that shipment was kosher. Okay? Again, I apologize if it took me an hour to get this out, you know, but that's what it is. You know, they say about the brisket Rav that he never gave shit. What do you mean he never gave shit? He had hundreds of talmidim. He always learned this sugya together with the guys. You know, it was not a shit. So my aspiration is to be like the brisket Rav, but I don't have the kalim that he has. So when I learn a sugya b'chavrusa, you know, most of my guys think I'm a dumbbell because, you know, he hasn't prepared, he's not worked out, you know, I like to work it out with the gods. But now I think I have some clarkite.
What
I tell you, the one thing that bothers me is the Rashba. What do I mean? The logic of the Ra'ah, in the case where he disagrees with the Rashba, is very compelling. I find Yad HaRa'ah Al Helyona, Yad HaRashba Al Tachtona. The Rashba needs a savior, if you pardon that word. That sounds like a different religion. But
say that again.
So what's the machlokas? The Ra'ah's logic, and again, I'm a little bit prejudiced here because it makes so much sense to me. You don't know which store you went into. If we would only be able to shock you, give you shock treatment, and what do they do if people have amnesia? You know, they wake them up out of amnesia, and he can tell me which store he went into. Again, at the time, he didn't pay attention, and I'm not penalizing. You know, I wouldn't have paid attention either. They're all selling kosher meat. Now we find out that there's a store that's selling the vela. Tell me which store you went into. In other words, the Ra'ah says, what right do you have to tell me that the suffix is no line on this chaticha mepricious? That's a joke. Who are you fooling? Be honest about it. The suffix is which store you went into. It's not, says the Ra'ah, like the case of Nimtza, where a guy came out, he dropped a package. What do I care about the guy? Yeah? I have to ask about the chaticha. That's a suffix in the chefs of the chaticha I can apply called the parish brew parish. But here, Rabosa, you went into a store. Tell me which store you went into.
But wait a minute here. But he's got to be talking about a case where there's only one chaticha of treifa. It can't be a store that always sells treifa. That doesn't make sense. It can't be a store that always sells, because I would say it's the olal das that a guy that eats kosher doesn't didn't pay attention to go into a kosher store.
No, again, Alan, he didn't know at the time. Nobody knew at the time that this guy was a Shylock.
Okay,
is that the word?
Okay, yeah,
is there such a word in English?
No, they don't mean Shylock.
No, what's the word I'm looking for?
Is a fraud.
How do you say it as an adjective? You know, fraud is a noun. How do you say a fraudulent person?
Shyster.
Shyster. Oh, that's the word I want. The guy's a shyster, but nobody knew about it. This guy's got a button pay his part in it.
He's the Muncie Chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, but the point is,
since there are, tell me which store you went into. Again, I'm not penalizing you. Okay, nobody would have paid attention to his store because this guy's got a button pay.
They were all thought to be kosher.
Exactly.
And one was found out subsequently.
Which, Alan, you would have known without me if you would have read the text. But
I can't, because
you were relying on me.
No, because I concentrate much better when I can listen to your voice. And I can just hear what you're saying, and it goes into my mind.
I'd love to know more about your brain. There's different parts of the brain.
I don't like to look at the words. I want to hear. I want to hear what it says. Anyway, that's beside the point.
So, Rabosa, what I'd love to do with you now, with the time that remains, you'll tell me when you have to go, is to learn the Shach. Again, it's still more than pre-Chadash, but I think we've gotten to the point where at least we have a grasp of what are the cases in which universally it's mutter, it's called the parish, and what are the cases of contention between the Rava and the Rashba. Now I think we might be able to learn the Shach. Okay, now the Shach in your edition, it starts on page Shin Pei. Okay, do you have that Shin Pei?
You're talking about pages, you know?
Page number. I thought that would help you. If not, just look in, if it's easier for you, just look in Kuf Yud, and you're looking for the Shach Yud Dalet. I find it easier to find pages, but you know, everybody's different.
I'm just used to you looking at the other way.
And what was the page number again?
Shin Pei. And you're looking on the right side, number Yud Dalet. Do you find Yud Dalet? Kosev Ra'ah. You have it? Now notice, I don't know if this is relevant to have discussion, but the Pre-Chadosh started his presentation with the Rashba. He's starting with Ra'ah. I don't know if there's any, I'm just pointing that out. Kosev Ra'ah, the Sefer Bedek HaBayis, Tehu Adin, this is a comment on Kavua, right? The Mechaber says Kavua, and in the case, and the Ra'ah is going to say that Hu Adin, I have another paradigm of Kavua, not just your paradigm where he doesn't remember which store he went into. So the minute that he walks out of the store, he says, I don't remember which store I went into. Im hayu be'ir eser chanuyos muchzakos lanu kulan bebasa shchuta. Every one of the 10 is assumed. They all have a heksher on them. The lokach be'asaveni yodea me'ezihi. The achakach nizbar lanu. Sha'achas me'achanuyos elu basar nevela. I would have added the word mocheres basar nevela. Asur. Why? Kavua. What do you mean kavua? I'm looking at the piece of meat on my table. The lo dami lepirish. This is not a case of kol deparish. She'ein toldos ha'safek mitzad atzma. The suffix is not because of the meat. It doesn't begin and end in the meat. El mitzad brera sachanuyos. Nizbar achshav she'achas me'en asura. Umitokach nolad ha'safek halosa shah. She'pirsha biyad halokach mehem. Which store did he go into? V'im kein suffix zeh eno mechudash. It didn't just start now when all of a sudden he reads in the morning newspapers about this scandal that one of the stores is selling treif. Elegili milsa bialmahu shetchilasa hayanela bimenu. At the beginning he was unaware of it, but because shayasav v'shekulam mutaros ukshen isbar shehi asura igloi milsa mafreya debishas mekach. Meaning when he walked out of the store with one of them, And therefore it's kavua v'zebar ad kal lishon.
Oh, is he saying the Rashba holds that too?
We're not up to the Rashba yet. This was just a verbatim quote of the Ra'ah. And if you ask me, the Shach gets an excellent grade because in a sense he cut to the chase. The Prichodesh was marach with the Ra'ah. And now what the Shach is doing for us is he's focusing on that point of the Ra'ah which is going to be the subject of the debate. Namely, where you don't remember what store you went into because, again, in your mind, naively, all the stores were selling kosher. Now we find out one store is selling treif, and the Ra'ah's logic is very compelling. The suffix really arose or evolved a day ago when you went into the stores. This is not a case of nimtza.
So who said the Rashba would disagree?
Okay, so now we're going on to the Rashba. Again, we know from the Prichodesh that the Rashba argues. Should we go back to the Prichodesh and read it again?
No, leave it, go here. I want to see what the Shabbos is saying.
The Prichodesh claims that that's goof of the case that they argue about. Right?
It can't be.
Just one second. Correct, he doesn't know which chanus he went into. This is the Ra'ah. The Rashba is matir. Why? Because now I'm asking the question. That's the Ra'ah again. So right now, until I know otherwise, I have to assume, and I told you that was the weak link here. I don't understand the logic of the Ra'ah and how to save him from the throngs of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is so compelling. He's Yodo al Elyon. I don't know how to defend the Rashba. The Rashba is being very childish. Pardon the expression. What do I mean? Only a child would say a svara like that. Well, now it's beparish, called beparish, move beparish, because I already bought it yesterday. What are you talking about? Be honest with yourself. The suffix was nolad yesterday. You didn't know about it.
That's
a suffix in Chanuyos, and therefore the Ra'ah is correct. I don't know how to defend the Rashba.
That's why I can't believe that the Rashba, under those circumstances, would say otherwise. It sounds to me like the Ra'ah.
So you're with me, and we're both with the Shach. But against the Prichodesh. And you should know that most Achronim understand it the way the Prichodesh understands it, not the way the Shach understands it. And that's going to cause us real headaches to try to figure out how the Rashba could make this distinction. The Afa Rashba, the Mishmeres HaBayisha, Modelo Bozeh. The Rashba has no argument with the Ra'ah of that. Ella. What is the Rashba's breakthrough here? Shemachalik Sham and Ubir Dvara Bitoras Abayis, Hetikov Machabra Sefei. Where does he make a distinction? And he wants in Machadish that we can apply the principle of Kol Deparish. Dafkuk Shenolet Sofik Trefa Vimakolet. Kigon. Shenis Arev Trefa Benak Sheros. Bechaticha Ril is Kavit. Again, that keeps ringing in my ears. I don't know, but I just want to leave this for the time being so I can get what I can get, you know, and then I'll admit that I didn't get as far as I should have gone, right? Velonoda Elali Achar Shalokach. Right? He only finds out later, after he made the purchase, that one chaticha of trefa was mixed in. V'yesh Safek. Im Haisa Havare Treif Makulin Zu Shalokach Misham. Again, he knows which Chanus he went into. That's not an issue. But did the Treifa come into that store? Mikomakom Yodea be Eza Chanus, may Eza Makulin Lokach. Oh, and here's the Chiddush of the Rashba. He says, Nimtza she'ena sofek mitzad brera sachanuyos, because again, he knows darn well which chanus he went into. El she'enu yodeam locha ksheiro treifa. He doesn't know if he bought a piece of meat that was kosher or treif. Im ken kevet shalokach, Kodem shenimtzei satreifa, lost linen basar high shaita, meaning not going to go back in the time machine to the moment of his purchase. El basar hashta, davi pireish memela v'shari. Kain he das harashba b'mishmer sabay shom ayin shom v'dok.
That's what you see, but what the Shach's saying sounds to me like even the Ra'ah would agree with that.
Maybe, I don't know. Alan, I honestly plead the fifth. I don't know. The Shach is not here in front of me, so I don't know. But let's just make a summary, a Hefsek Beinayim, what we call, and just to summarize what's being said over here. If he doesn't know which store he went into, he finds out that one of the stores is Treif, according to the presentation of the Shach, Kuliyavol or Pligi, the Rashba would agree to the Ra'ah that it's called Kavur Kemechtel Mechtel. Tell me which Chanus he went into, even though right now the meat is on your table. What's the chap of the Rashba? The chap of the Rashba is, if Lu Yitzur, I know which store I went into. But I don't know if that store was selling treifa, because there's one treifa that got mixed in, then I could apply the principle of kol deparsh meruvin parsh. Would the Ra'ah agree? I don't know.
I think the Ra'ah would agree with that. The case.
Now, let me try to share with you my own personal issue.
Go ahead.
And again, you're the jury. Tell me if I make sense or not. The Rashba insists in his breakthrough case that it's mutter because he already bought the meat. The implication is that for him to go into the store now would be awesome. And I don't understand why. If the lovedness of the Rashba is that the suffix is in the chatichos, then what difference does it make if I've already bought the chatich, or if I'm l'chatchila going into the store to buy a chatich? I would invite you and myself and everybody else to go into the store and buy a chatich. Why? Because it's not a suffix in the chanuyos. And if it's not a suffix in the chanuyos, it's not called kavur, it's called the parsh meruvin parsh. I have a right to assume that when my hand goes in to the meat, right, and pulls out a piece, I took it from the rope. Why does the Rashba say this whole lumdus? And again, I'll read it to you a second time in case you didn't follow it inside. He says, "Lo noda ella achar shalokach." Right? Nimtza de'ena sofek. He says, "Here's it." Just one second. He says, "Kevan shalokach kodem shenimtze satreifa lo azlin and basar hayshait." In other words, it sounds like, again, I don't understand the word of what I'm saying, but the Rav taught us that first you have to translate the words, then you rack your brains. So I don't understand the lumbus of cues there, but the words of the Rashba say the following. Do I go backwards in time, or do I not go backwards in time? Says the Rashba Azor. If the suffix is in the Chaticha, then I don't go backwards in time. But mikan v'elech, it's called kavur kemetzal mechtzel. Meaning, the Rashba structure is such that there are two critical moments. There's the critical moment when the meat left the store, so to speak. Right? And that would be a moment of kvius. Then is the moment of, hey, friend, what's the story with this piece of meat that I bought yesterday? That becomes a suffix of kol deparsh meruvin parsh. And I don't understand the lumps. If the Rashba is telling me that this is not a suffix in chanuyos, because I know full well which chanus I went into, and rather I shift the suffix away from kvius into the chatichos, and in the chatichos I have a right to say kol deparsh meruvin parsh, then what bit of a difference does it make whether it's now that I ask myself this question, a day after I went into the store, or if I want to go into the store today, that already is called kavur kemechtel mechtzel.
That's what I'm.
Is anybody on board with me?
Yeah, I understand.
This is not the same issue that we got stuck with earlier. You know what I mean?
Why don't you say?
In other words, let me just review. according to the Pre-Chadosh, the Rashba denied the very basic principle of the Ra'ah. And he says, if I don't remember which store I went into, the Rashba is willing to be martyred. And we had a tremendous problem with that, because the Ra'ah is convincing, buddy, don't fool yourself, the suffix was which store you went into, and that was Chal yesterday, although you didn't know. Now we're asking a totally different question. In the framework of the Shach, the Rashba agrees with the Rashba. Umo de lo bozeh. The Rashba buys into the thesis of the Ra'ah. Which store did you go into? Let's go back in time. The suffix was chal at the moment of pre-show when you lokach, and it's called kavur kemetz on that. But where does the Rashba want to apply the principle of parish, the exception to the ruka v'yochol? That's the case where he knows which store he went into, but he doesn't know exactly which piece of meat is trade for that. I can buy that. But then why does the Rashba say, having convinced me that that's a case of cold the porridge, that if I made for him, it was because now he's looking at the piece of meat which he purchased yesterday, and says the Rashba, in this case I don't have to do what I did in the case where he doesn't know which store he went into, namely, I don't have to go back to time T1 and ask about the moment that I bought this thing. I'm asking from now and on, where did this meat come from, cold the porridge? Why did the Rashba go one step further and allow me to go into the store and create a situation of kol d'parish meruva parish? What is this? I'm going to soil my hands over here? Well, what's the deal? You're telling me it's not a sofik and kvius, because there's one store, that's where the nevel is, but the question is on the chatikah. Why don't you go all the way? Take the logical leap of faith and tell me that if this is really called a parish group, I should be allowed lechatchila to go into the store and assume that any piece of meat I pick up is from the roof. It's not the same question we're asking in the Pre-Chadosh. Meaning, the Pre-Chadosh gives me one headache, and the Shach gives me a different headache. So I don't know. All right, Rabos, I think we'll stop here.
Can I ask you?
Yeah, something? Please.
Yeah.
Again, if you're looking for answers, I can't supply them.
I'm thinking that maybe what the real Kiddush of the Rashba is the following.
So you're going to answer the second question according to the Shabbat?
Okay, I'm going to give you the case. Then I don't like to talk second first, but I don't know. The case is that there's one piece of treif meat that is delivered somewhere.
Right.
Okay, nobody knows which store it went into. Now, this person knows, when the person buys, he knows what store he went into. He knows which store he went into. Okay? Now, the Ra'ah would say, because he knows which store he went into, that therefore, so we're talking about a kavua, and therefore it would be mefsal mefsal biyasa.
Wait a minute. Are you're assuming not like the Pre-Chadosh now? Again, the Pre-Chadosh held that if we don't know which store received that
right.
Trefa,
right.
Then even the Ra'ah would agree it's mutter. Do you remember that?
We don't know which store.
So that's what I'm telling you. No, just for the record, again, we could declare in the Shach, back and forth. But one thing I want to put on the table here, according to the Ra'ah, I'm sorry, according to Pre-Chadosh, even the Ra'ah would be matir. The Ra'ah is always the machmir here.
Yeah.
But the Pre-Chadosh says, wait a minute, I want to wave one flag. There's one case where everybody agrees, the white flag is up, that it's mutter. And that's the case where we don't know which store received the nevela. The machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah is going to be where we know the store. The nevela is in there, but we don't know if he bought the nevela. And here's where the Rashba wants to say, well, he already bought it, and we can be mekil, because the suffix is in the chatichos, and the Ra'ah would not buy into that.
But that case you're talking about is where that store always sells dreifos. Or you're talking about where it was just discovered that he sells
dreifos. Right. In the case where the store always sells dreifos, but he doesn't know which store he went into,
right.
That for sure, according to the Pre-Chadosh, is going to be a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah, whereas according to the Shach, kuliyavolo pligi, that it's called the parish.
Okay.
So again, if we want to summarize the machlokas kaviyochel between the Pre-Chadosh and the Shach, or the Shach and the Pre-Chadosh, we want to be more historical about it. The machlokus is, what would the Rashba say if he doesn't know which store he went into? We find out, lo and behold, the scandal is out, and one of the stores is selling the veil. The Ra'ah would insist that it's called a parish. The Rashba would say, according to the Ra'ah, I'm sorry. The Rash would say, according to Pri Chadosh, it's mutter, and the Shach would say that even the Rash was on board, and it would be awesome because of Kavu. So again, the machlokes between the Pri Chadosh and the Shach revolves around the following question: what would the Rashba say if now, after buying in the store, he finds out that one of the various stores is Nevela? He doesn't know which store he went into. According to Pri Chadosh, the Rashba would disagree in this case, and he would apply called the Parish, right? And according to the Shach, the Rashba would also agree in this case that it's called Kavut Hametzal. Because the logic of the Ra'ah is absolutely convincing, compelling, because nobody's going to be playing any games. If, on the other hand, here's where the Shach says the Rashba has a chak. If, on the other hand, he knows which store he went into, that's where the Rashba pulls a very logical, you know, coup d'etat. And he says, now the suffix is no longer in the chanuyos, it's on the chatichos, and therefore called the parish Meruba parish. My problem, that's Berzon's personal individual problem, is if that's what you're saying, what difference does it make if he bought yesterday, he bought today, he wants to go now, he didn't go, you know, that doesn't make any difference. You've already shifted the suffix to the chanuyos. I'm sorry, to the chatichos. If it's a suffix in the chatichos, I should have a right to say called the parish Meruba.
Yeah, but you could say that
was my issue. You know.
Yeah, what I'm saying, what you could say is the Rashba.
Right, Rashba, there's so many different sheets. Yeah, we got
that it's possible that the Rashba is saying, as opposed to the Ra'ah is saying that when there's, even though there was a suffix l'chatkila before it, the meat hit the
local newspaper.
Right. Everybody would agree that before it hit the Hanuyos, that everybody would agree that is mutter because it's ruba, because it's a din of rov, because there's no kavua there yet. It's before the hit the Hanuyos. Now it hit the Hanuyos, and now we have the suffix. He's not sure which one of the Hanuyos he bought in, whether it's the one that had the trefla or didn't have the trefla. So I think what the Ra'ah is saying is, because this new suffix came up, now you can't depend on the previous suffix that you already decided that was mutter because it's rov, but then it's because of an ear, and now we go that we were doing with kavua, and because of kavua, it's aser. The Rashba